Hi, we're in a new section now of Maamar Tikkun HaMidos by Minchas Asher by Rav Asher Weiss. So the fifth section is called Shlita B'Midos, Control Over the Midos. Anke HaMidos V'Musar Lo Nishlatu Al Yedei Midosayim El Shaltu B'Midosayim. The giants of Midos and Musar were not controlled by their Midos, rather they controlled their Midos. For after breaking of the Midos and the Teva, ubitul Midosahem, and the nullification of their Midos, mechadash al yesodas haTorah b'hamoser, they then re-establish and rebuild. They reconstruct the Midos that will work for them. K'mavur la'el, shaltu b'midosahem, shlita muchletes, in absolute control. As we find by Avram Avinu, right, where the Mefarshim already ask, in the relationship of Avram to Yishmael, his son, Dimechad Matzinu, because on one hand we find that Rashi writes in Brachos, She'ef Shar Nasan Lahagar, Avram Vino Nasan Lahagar Lechem Vechemus Mayim Bishvil Yishmael, that Avram gave bread and water for Yishmael, right, to Hagar. But Lo Kesef Vizov, he didn't give him silver and gold because he hated it. Al Shiyotza Latarbos Ra, because it caused him to go off the derech. But on the other hand, Kachna is being Chasyachidcha Sher Hafta. Amrlo shnei banim yeshli, says I have two sons. Amrlo et yechidcha. Amrle ze yachid leimo, ze yachid leimo. Amrle asher ahavta. So amrle shneim ani ohev. Amrle et Yitzchak. Right? He says, who you love? He said, I love both of them. Amrle et Yitzchak. He said, Yitzchak is the one. Meaning Avram Avinu loved Yishmael, and it seems to be contradicting, right? Venir is the Avram Avinu Ave Amidos and Musar. So Avram Avinu was the father of Midos and Musar. He was Sholet on his Midos, Shlita Eloi, in exalted control. Below Hayastira, there was no contradiction for him between his love and his disdain. Zelitzadze, both emotions could live next to each other, feelings of love and that which he did not like. He loved Yishmael, his son, in the capacity for his ability to love, and he hated Yishmael in his capacity for hatred. But kol al pi hasagasav kedusha, and everything was done based on levels of lofty kedusha given to him from Hashem. Now, Rav Asher Weiss goes into a parenthetical. V'kvar amarti ma'az shechas v'chalil ulanu liyaches likad monenu avos ha'uma v'hanavim atanayim v'amurayim chulshas anoshis chas v'chalil to attribute. Yeah, Rashi Weiss says chas v'chalila that we should attribute human, very pedantic and mundane emotions to the Tanayim and the Amorayim and the greatest of all, the Avos, all of them, and to just explain away their actions in terms of human psychological means. Kari also Rabbi Akiva shesachak, because Rabbi Akiva, who laughed when his friends cried, right, when at the end of Megorah Makos, when they saw the fox by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he laughed. Right, you can't just explain these away, because what he was crying, while others lo all the belief goes klal, right? When they were crying, right, it didn't appear to his heart to cry at all. Ela al kench Rabbi Akiva shalat shlita yona. Rather, you see, he was able to turn on and off the mida he needed for the particular avoda, right? Everything he did was able to optimize his midos for a higher level and a higher service. That was Avram's relationship with Yishmael. He was able to move, turn on and turn off that which he liked and that which he did not like about Yishmael, because he was in complete control of his midos.